I just want to show the world that I really do it. That I really make quality street music. You know what I'm talking about? And it ain't no mistake that I'm this good. I just done seen a lot, you know what I'm talking about? We gon' show the world the definition of real. My brother, you got feelings, little hustler. We gon' show the world the definition of real. My, you got feelings.
Yo, welcome to the Free Lunch Podcast. I'm your boy Tight, and I got my co-host here, BG. What's going on, BG?
Yeah, what's happening, world? What's going on, Doc?
How you doing today, sir?
Man, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Just ready to let these people in on some things we've been talking about for a long time.
So what is the Free Lunch Podcast? What are we actually trying to do with this podcast here?
Man, we just trying to get the people some food for their soul, man. You know, it's a lot of things going on, and you and I both have seen a lot of stuff. So we just feel like we can use this to share something with the people and hopefully, you know, help people navigate through, you know, through this life a little bit better. And of course, all the time with us learning, you know, learning stuff that we may not be exposed to yet, you know, just kind of getting a feel for what we need to do to get to that next level. You know what I mean? That's what I see it.
That's how you see it. So, Free Lunch Podcast.
Yeah.
So, Free Lunch. So let's just talk about. So, for the first episode, I think it's a good idea just to give the people an idea and really take a deep dive into what we're trying to accomplish. You know, I guess we see the podcast going for about 35 to 40 minutes weekly or whenever a hot topic comes up. Why the name Free Lunch? Let's kind of get into why we want to even call ourselves Free Lunch. What's that about? And then let's even just, you know, take a deep dive into why we're doing this. I think you touched on that in the intro, but I think for the next 35 to 40 minutes, I really feel like we really just need to take for this first episode and really discuss what it is we're trying to accomplish from this whole podcast. Why podcast? And who are we, you know, tight and coming from the state of Alabama, representing all the time, who are we to be able to put something like this together and be able to feel like we got the knowledge or what are we trying to accomplish with this whole podcast? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, sure. Who gives us the authority to be able to put this out here like this?
Exactly.
I feel. Let's kick it off. Kick it off for
the credibility. You know, people are big on credibility, whether it's with a degree. You know, in corporate America, what we both deal with on a daily basis. You know, a lot of times people are looking at, you know, how many degrees you have, or looking at. If you have a master's degree or a PhD degree, that gives you credibility.
Right. Or
coming from the trap where we grew up, you know, how many, you know, I don't know if you're selling or if you've been shot before. That's kind of street credibility. So what gives you and I the authority and the credibility, the audacity?
That's a strong word right there.
What gives us the audacity to decide we gonna get into this podcast hemisphere and start trying to put some things out there in the universe?
And it's interesting though, we're gonna go through that whole outline or whatnot, but just to add to that, it's just amazing how, you know, we defeat ourselves collectively because we try to segment and categorize what's real, what's not real, you know, based off of those labels that you just gave. And at the end of the day, we all have something to give. You know, the trap experience is just as integral as the corporate America experience. And I think what we are going to aim to do with this podcast is bring all those perspectives together, you know what I mean, to achieve a common goal. And like I said, in the beginning, it's the next level. And we can take all of those elements, all of those experiences, to create one experience that'll be beneficial to all people. So I think that's a lot of what we're going to be doing here with this free lunch. You know what I mean? And just bringing those ideas and bringing those perspectives together to try to come to something for real and not so much of a segment. This is real. This is not real. This is legitimate. This is not legitimate. But we're going to really get down to some non-legitimate stuff, though. For sure, we're going to highlight that. Of course, we're going to be talking about a lot of the, you know, the falsities that's going on in the world. But it's going to be a good space for us to really, you know, bring some things together in a way that they've never been brought together before.
So this is a conversation.
It truly is just a conversation that we've been having for years and years. And we have just had the courage to step up and give it to the world.
So we're not trying to confess that we got all the answers, right?
We do not have the answers, Tight. We do not have the answers. We do not have the answers, Tight.
So we don't want people to leave here. you Kanye West now? You ain't got the answer, Sway.
We do not have the answer, so we definitely don't want people to feel like we got all the answers.
I'm just trying to make sure, because one of the ideas that we threw around for the actual name of the podcast was Pod Class.
Right.
And even from the evaluation and thinking about different names, which is going to be a good segue into free lunch here in a minute, and why we chose the name Free Lunch, but we didn't want to step and say this is a classroom, this is not a curriculum. We didn't want to take the typical, call it the barbershop, because those are things that we're not trying to school anyone. This is purely a conversation. You know, the barbershop is the cliche name in the urban community where a lot of conversations take place. Yeah. So didn't want to use that. Porch Theology, which was one I really was thinking about using, and is one that I feel like a lot of conversations happen on the porch. We decided to go with one called Free Lunch.
Mm-hmm. Free Lunch.
So let's kind of dig deep into the actual title of the podcast, Free Lunch, and why we chose the name Free Lunch. What are your thoughts around Free Lunch and why we chose that name, BG?
Well, of course, when you hear that Free Lunch, it takes you back to like many of our early stages, elementary school, you know, free lunch, having that free lunch card and going and getting that food without having to pay anything. Yeah. And that, you know, and it was made to make sure that even if your family didn't come from a certain economic background, that you would be assured to have that lunch. You would be assured to have nutrition. It was free. It was lunch. So at the fundamental, that free lunch to me just means we're going back to the basics for one.
I like,
you know, going back to the basics. We're going back to that setting to where we were all trying to discover who we were. We were trying to learn how to interact and deal with our classmates. We were learning all those basic lessons that we still draw from today, you know, and we were freer then. You know, we were in elementary school when free lunch really mattered. We were free then, man.
Yeah.
All you had to do was go sit in the class, maybe have your favorite teacher teaching you. You had your friends, you did a little work, but most of the time it was this dialogue, it was interaction.
Right, right.
When you go back to those days. And so for us, this is just retro. This is just throwback to that moment in time to when we were just all relaxed, we were free, we were real, and we were just learning about life and we were sharing with one another without all these other things and other molds that we were trying to fit. We were just ourselves, young kids growing up, learning about life, even when we didn't even know we were learning. You know what I mean?
Right.
So free lunch to me is just a place where we're going to be, you know, providing that nourishment, you know, helping people. Hopefully something that we'll say, although we might get into some ignorant stuff and some people may not agree with some of the things that we say. But at the end of it all, our mission and our aim is, of course, to just make sure that people are being fed something that they can use and make them better. That's my thought on it.
Yeah, yeah. Pure. So you said a lot of things. Pure, innocent. That's how we were back in the day. But yeah. But if we really take this thing a little bit deeper, free lunch is something that was, like you said before, was something that was provided. I remember growing up and in the summer times, at the Boys and Girls Club, or even at my elementary school, which was about a 2 mile walk from my house, during the summertime, they would provide kids with free lunch.
Yeah.
A nutritional meal. And right. I'm talking apples, I'm talking maybe a slice of pizza, turkey sandwich. You remember the little styrofoam cups with the red juice in them. And you can go and get your nutritional meal, sometimes unhealthy, but a meal.
But a meal, you're getting something.
Free of charge. And if you compare that, that was a physical meal.
Right.
But we also have to feed our soul with the right things that we take in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, with some of the things we're going to discuss on this particular podcast, like social media, like reality TV, and some of those things, what is our soul taking in? Mm-hmm. You know, and hopefully this free lunch podcast can be something that is a little bit different than the norm, than some of the fast food that's being put out in social media and on reality TV show, right?
So, wow, interesting. That's an interesting comparison. That fast food, man. Yeah, that's yeah.
And we even talked about this a few weeks ago, and I really want to dive into an interview we saw with Dr. Oz. Both of you and I kind of watched this interview on our own.
Mm-hmm.
Oz talked about, the ingredients that go into fast food. And I wanted to really see how we can do a comparison between the ingredients and the addictions that are in fast food and compare that to the reality TV shows and the social media today and how those can be gluttony and obesity for our souls. And so hopefully something like this podcast here can be more of a healthier choice in regards to the soul and be something that, you know, can put our souls back on the diet, per se. So this is Free Lunch Podcast, more along the lines of something to diet the soul. How you like that?
Yeah, that's what it is. That makes a lot of sense. And it's a break. It's a break from a lot of the normal of what we get on a day-to-day basis. So it would definitely be a diet, an alternative, you know, an option that hopefully people will be interested in taking advantage of, because we're going to put it out there. Definitely going to put it out there.
All right. So with that being said, break down what you got from the Dr. Oz interview and the addictions that are in fast food. Because what I would like to do is actually compare that breakdown into some of these housewives shows. You know, Mona Scott done put together an empire. Excuse me. got empire when it comes to reality TV shows. I'm sure she's a nice lady, never met her. I'm just an ordinary guy. So I'm not on that celebrity status. I'm just
an ordinary guy with an opinion, but yeah, I agree. She has been an empire of nothingness.
An empire of nothing. I'm sure she's a nice lady. I never knock anybody's hustle. I mean, go do what you do, but at the same time, I think
get money.
But at the same time, I think we need to, as people, be able to highlight if it's fast food prodigy and Chitlin Circuit quality, then we need to call it out.
Yeah.
So what did Dr. Oz in the interview that you watched when he was talking about fast food and the addiction?
Well, in that interview, shout out to the Breakfast Club because they had the interview, and this is by no means an endorsement of Dr. Oz, but in that segment he was just talking about, you know, food choices, and he highlighted fast food and talked about that in the preparation of fast food. Even at the level of developing the products, that they include a lot of ingredients that the body necessarily doesn't benefit from, but they put those ingredients in the food to get you hooked on the food so that you will maintain those cravings for the food. And one of the things, the ingredients that is found in most foods that are pre-prepared, and not to go into a health class, but one of the ingredients, of course, we know is sugar. And he was just talking about how sugar stimulates the same pathways as, say, like crack cocaine, you know, and other, you know, drugs or substances or whatever you want to call it. And so by eating that food, it triggers those, you know, those transmitters in your system that create craving. And so you basically get addicted to whatever's in that food. So that, of course, would play a large role in people always being drawn to fast food. Of course, our schedules a lot of times dictate what we have to eat and when we eat and all those kind of things. But it's just interesting that we put so much trust in all of these restaurants. You know, we put more trust in the restaurants than we do in our own selves going into the kitchen. And to know that, you know, just for the sake of storage and being able to keep the food for a long time, and then for the reason that he highlighted, they put all this extra stuff in it to keep us hooked on it. And then we eat all of it, and then we have these diseases and things like that that are linked to the food choices that we make. The diabetes, the high blood pressure, the high cholesterol. So they keep us hooked on it. We keep eating and we get sicker, you know. So that was just what I drew from it in terms of just the connection of how you have to be very careful about what you're putting into your physical system, because, you know, the people that you're getting this stuff from may not necessarily be so much concerned about your overall health as they are with the health of their company. Because at the end of the day, it's more about the bottom line, the profit, you know. So if I can put something in it that I know is going to make you happy about eating this food and going to keep you coming back, I'm going to put it in there and I'm going to keep counting them checks along the way. So that was an interesting point that he highlighted, something that has been said. But, you know, when you really stop to think about how much we really do, you know, put on, how much faith we put in these other people to prepare something as essential as something with food that we put into our system, it just really highlighted, man, we need to be a little bit more cautious on that end. And I think you're going to draw the connection with how that turns over into everyday life.
So what you're saying is, I like a Big Mac.
Yeah. And no fries.
And I'm addicted to it.
Basically, but Dr. Oz's assessment, and I believe it to be true to a degree, yes, you are a Big Mac addict.
I'm a Big Mac, so I need to go to...
You need to go to rehab.
I got to go to rehab because I'm a Big Mac addict.
You're a Big Mac addict.
I'm tight. I'm addicted to Big Macs.
And McDonald's fries. That's why the fries taste so good and so different. They done put something in it. Like, damn, these fries taste better than any other fries in the world. Like, yeah, that ingredient, whatever it is.
So let's tie that between reality TV shows as an example, and how we're trying to differentiate ourselves with this podcast. Now keep in mind, like I said, we ordinary people. We may have a episode podcast down the road where we talk about some of this ratchetness, but for the sake of episode number one and why we came up with the name Free Lunch, let's kind of tie this together with social media. I mean, that's not just focused strictly on reality TV.
Right.
I could talk about social media and the part that plays, but I think we all can agree you have mind, body, and soul. Mm-hmm. We just talked about the body and physical addictions, but in the same way, your soul and what you take in, music, social media, reality TV show, that can all be an addiction. So mm-hmm. If I'm sitting here watching one of the housewives shows, or if I'm sitting here watching one of the hip hop shows and reality TV shows, and all I'm seeing is fighting, cussing out, throwing wine, wine, that kind of has a trigger. And that's something that may trigger something in me to want to continuously watch that.
Right.
Especially if I've never seen anything else. So for those that don't know, I live in Washington, D.C. right now. I've had the privilege to, on any given Sunday, look up on the internet, find one of the theaters, and purchase a ticket to see a live play. I've seen dozens of live plays since I've been here in D.C., something that I've actually started to enjoy. So I've had the option to go out and see other things rather than sitting at home watching some of these TV shows. And I think in a lot of cases, some depending on where you live and the different options you have, you may not have that same option. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So all you know is that reality TV show, which is that fast food restaurant that's on the corner of your block, which that's what you grew up eating all the time. And I may not be bringing it home, but you understand what I'm trying to say, Ghost?
Well, is it possible? I guess that brings up this. Is it possible? Is it possible to get addicted to, and let's just go ahead and say it, you know, addicted to negativity? Like when we talk about that element, a lot of times when you see it, it's highlighting like some type of negative theme, you know, whether it be cheating and fighting and all that kind of stuff that you laid out. And I know that is a part of everyday life, but in terms of putting it in a medium such as television and things like that, where a lot of people are watching it, is it possible that the viewers do become addicted to the negativity, addicted to the drama? Are we dealing with that? We talked about a Big Mac addiction. Are the people addicted to bad shit? Is the question.
That's the question. And without having any data in front of me and based off pure numbers, yes. I mean, why do these shows continue to last? Why is that what people are drawn to? Why is that the conversation in the urban community the following day? You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Who cares that Mimi put out a sex tape? Like, why are we fascinated by Mimi's sex tape?
I don't know. I guess because of the shower rod that she was on, which is alleged to have been staged, a stage prop. I think it was welded in personally. I don't think that was just a regular shower rod, but I get what you're saying, not to digress from what you're saying. But yeah, it's just very interesting that stuff attracts so many.
Why is viewership higher on the hip-hop show or the Housewives show versus Oprah's life chapter, next chapter,
yeah.
Or Super Soul Sunday, or some of the other programs that are being produced? You see what I'm saying? Like, why is there an addiction there, and how can this podcast fill that void?
Yeah,
and get people interested and not so much addicted, get them off that addiction, and maybe have them thinking outside of the box. And on some other stuff. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Now, and I think the answer to that
is a couple levels to that. But
and that's what we want to do, right? We want to.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We want to break down these levels. Yeah, we're gonna break down these walls. And I think on one end, you know, a lot of people will say that, you know, that people, humankind is attracted to, you know, tragedy. And that type of drama, because it allows the viewer to see someone that may be in a worse condition than they are. So I guess it's maybe like a self-esteem booster to see somebody struggling with something, and you can be in the position of saying, well, I'm glad that's not happening to me, kind of thing. And it's always been around, though, if you think about it historically, like back in the you know, the Roman Empire days and in the Greek days, like shit, they would go watch somebody get killed. And be entertained by that, and you know, at the stadium and stuff like that. So I guess it's always been a part of our crude nature, to be attracted to stuff like that. Misery, be attracted to misery, and misery loves company and all that type of thing.
So let me ask you this then. To summarize, what we're saying is that hopefully this podcast fills a void and provides a different nutritional element to the soul to kind of get people thinking outside the box and not so much on some of the reality, social media, non-authentic. That's the word I'm looking for, authenticity. So this is going to be a authentic podcast.
Yeah, it's gonna be authentic. We're gonna definitely be focusing on authenticity and breaking that and breaking the monotony of all that we see, which may not be, you know, culturally beneficial for us as a whole. You know, you just have to break it up sometime, and this is gonna be that breakup of all those things that we commonly see when we turn on the TV, listen to the radio, and get on the internet and all those kind of things. So that, you know, that's our aim for real.
Yeah. So let me ask you this right here then. Why podcast? So why not try to break into the YouTube market, or why not try to break into the radio market, or any of these other social media type markets? What's your thoughts on the podcast?
Oh, we want to get there. Channel One, Clear Channel. If you're listening, we do want to be on TV. I want to be famous, Mama. I do want to be famous. But I think for us, when where we are in bringing this to the people, is the podcast don't really require a lot of commitment from the person that's receiving this free lunch. You know, if you get on YouTube, you got to kind of commit to an internet connection. You got to commit to being at your computer. You got to commit on being away from work and so forth and so on. And radio, you got to be just kind of dependent on what the radio is ready to put to their programming. But with the podcast, you know, ours is going to be short, you know, 30, 35 minutes. So you don't have a long time commitment. You can have this free lunch while you're on your lunch. You can download it. You know, this will be available on iTunes, and you'll be able to download it. So you'll have it with you at all times, and you can just pop in, listen to it, pause it, and come back to it, and we'll still be talking. So, you know, this is going to be a good way to reach people without them having to commit a large part of their regular routine to trying to hear what we got to say.
Is there a market for podcast? I actually believe personally, and we didn't talk about audience. So who's the target audience for these particular podcasts? But I believe, and once we get into audience, I believe that there is a market for our audience that hasn't been really tapped in this. I believe there's a group of people that haven't even tapped this whole podcast market. And I think we can reach that group, actually.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that want to hear real, man. It always has been.
Well, authenticity, right? So, you know, and my whole belief with authenticity, I think, I mean, it's like a magnet, right? So it's like a magnet. Authenticity attracts authenticity.
Correctly.
So you putting out your truth and your honesty, then that's what people are going to be attracted to. And I think that those are the shows that last.
They are, because it's easy to build longevity on yourself, you know, being just yourself, being real. And that's true with shows and productions, as well as it is with like your relationships and stuff like that. The more real you are, you know, from Jump Street, the more you are yourself, it's easier to maintain yourself than it is to maintain a character or something like that. And so, yeah, we're going to take that same approach with what we put out here in this podcast world. So I think, and like I said, I think it's a group of people that live their day to day life based off of being real, being authentic, and being genuine. And there's a need to build a community around that, you know, because right now we just feel like everybody's fake because of what we, you know, what we experience, what we see. And there are a lot of people trying to live a facade. So
Or live somebody else's truth, right?
Or somebody else's truth. Correct.
The consciousness theory, right? Where you never really understood who you were, or you never understood what your purpose was, but you were living out someone else's purpose. Maybe it's your parents. Maybe it's sibling. You know, they may have told you at an early age, said, hey, I see you as being a mathematician. Are you really good at math? You need to go out and be a mathematician. And you go to school, you go get your degree, you do everything you towards being that mathematician, but that may not be your ultimate purpose. You may be living out someone else's illustrated career path for you.
For you.
I think we want to kind of touch on that. You know, I've really been on this whole Lion King, idea, and I actually rewatched the Lion King, and I think for a second episode, we can kind of transition into this whole idea of authenticity and into this whole idea of understanding what your purpose is and living out your purpose versus living out the idea or the purpose that someone else has
put out for you.
Because I think that's really big. And I think a lot of times, and it's taken me 33 years to even figure that out for myself.
Right. And that's a journey. That is definitely a journey of finding out who you really are and what your purpose is. And I think that's where that's where your energy should be placed in, is like, what is my reason for being here? What am I supposed to be contributing to this space that I'm living in? And what happens, I think, is a lot of people just get away from that. People are just existing, as we like to say, just existing, but you're not really living until you get on that path of trying to discover what it is that you're supposed to be doing.
Well, nigga, because said it in that Moment for Life song, everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
And that is determined by where you are and what you're trying to do. You know, are you trying to fulfill your purpose? If you're trying to fulfill your purpose, that means that you're making moves, you're making decisions to either discover that or to, you know, to bring your purpose into fruition. But if you're not focused on what it is that you're here for, you're just out here. You're just doing whatever, whenever. And that puts you also in a position to be a good follower, because you're just out here existing, just going with the latest fad and the latest trend, as opposed to blazing your own trail, or as we always say, finding your lane. I think that's an overused term, though, because everybody ain't really finding their own lane, paving their own lane.
They not, but we giving the people too much right now. Okay. We got it.
Hold down.
you giving them too much. We want them to come back.
Hey, man, it's free.
It's free. You right. So I think we touched on it, though. We touched on free lunch. We touched on basically us trying to be able to give our souls and give people an alternative nutritional source of intake from the everyday inauthentic things that have been put out there in the world. So I think we touched on why we came up with the name Free Lunch. Target audience, I think we touched on that, really just trying to build a community around a collective group of people that are marching and walking towards that authenticity and learning how to be true to thine own self. One of my favorite quotes from Shakespeare, to thine own self be true. So I think we touched on the target audience. And then we even touched on podcasts, right? Why we chose this whole medium to reach the people. So from a first episode, I think we're gonna get the people what they want. What you think?
I think we're gonna get the people what they want too.
I'm excited.
If not, I'm gonna be getting this out of my own system for my own self-preservation. So it'll be out there. It'll be up to the people. But we're going to get this out.
Exactly. Because in a lot of ways, we both are kind of living out a dream and living out our purpose by even putting something like this together. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, because we've been talking about this for years and years and years, and we didn't have many conversations that, email and all that kind of stuff that probably could have been published a long, long time ago. But we just really now decided to do something, walking in that purpose and putting these conversations out to the public and allowing the public to do what they want with them. Hopefully they'll digest it and it'll do something, set off some light bulbs or some triggers to bring us together so that we can get this movement popping.
So to motivate, inspire, and encourage other people to live out their purpose, their dreams, and to be authentic about it. So I think that kind of summarizes. Anything you want to kind of, before we end the first podcast, anything you want to kind of highlight for the people so that they can maybe stay in contact with us? I know this is the first episode, we getting things together, but we need to try to give the people some type of medium or means to be able to communicate back to us once we get this thing popping and rolling.
Yeah, so we're going to include we're going to have all types of ways of making this available to the people. We're going to have a blog page and all those kind of things, all of the Twitter and the Instagram and stuff like that to keep people updated. But my biggest thing, bro, is we here now. We here. We done got this equipment set up. We done figured this thing out. So we here. We gonna put this thing out here.
What the intro say?
Huh?
What the intro?
We gonna show the world. We gonna show the world. And I feel like it's time for us to do that. And we don't do this for ourselves, man. We don't really do this to be famous. Even though I do want to be on TV, mama, we don't do this to be famous. And
I can stay behind the mic. I don't have to be seen.
Yeah, I want to be on TV. If you're listening out there, but it's not about us. I think the way that we have been instructed to live our lives is to do this for the people, to be of uplift and service to our community. So yeah, we're gonna get some nourishment from being able to communicate. And then of course, at some point in time, we'll be looking for feedback from our subscribers or whatnot. But we do this for the people, man. We do this for our people. We do this for mankind. That, you know, we gotta put positive energy out there if we wanna get positive energy back. If you wanna see, you know, the kids in our communities do better, you've got to put the energy into them. You got to give them some alternatives, you know, versus that which is going to bring them down and put them in brain drain. So we do this for the people. It's our responsibility to do it. And we're going to be here. We're going to be here putting these podcasts out, giving our perspectives. We're not experts, but we do have a perspective and we're willing to share that perspective.
Wait.
Say what?
You ain't got the answer.
No, we do not have the answers. I know this. I do not have all the answers. I got some answers, though, but I ain't got all of them. But I'm willing to share my perspective. Yeah, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. But if I'm right, damn it, tell me I'm right.
So we just communicate.
We just talking.
We just talking to the people. We just trying to find you. We just some Alabama boys.
So it might come out, it might be a lot of country. It might come out country, but it's real.
We some Alabama boys that then made it from our small towns, then got degrees, and then seeing a few things, had our own personal journeys, and we just trying to share that with the world and trying to inspire you to do the same. So I think from the first episode, I think we did pretty good.
Hey, man, first episode, we've been doing this.
So on that note, anything you want to, any kind of closing you want to leave the people with?
Hey, peace to the people, man.
Peace to the people. All right, stay strong, stay motivated, stay inspired. We out.
And stay tuned.
We out of here.